Hello everyone. So we will start with LixCon. So this amazing. So I will very quickly introduce you to what LixCon is, what Lix is for those who are new to Lix, what we're going to do for the next 3 days, and how happy we are of having you all for the first instance of this attempt to gather all the community. And I will remind some boring rules and practical informations and how do we organize ourselves. So LixCon is, as some of you know, it's like a conference focused on Lix. Lix, what is Lix? It's a fork of the Nix interpreter that wants to focus on many new things, other things, correctness among many other things. And we are very happy to see that in this amount of time since we fork, we created a community of users, a community of developers, a community of enthusiasts, a community of so many people, and we're excited to grow this in a reasonable way, in a sustainable way, and see what we can do together. So LixCon has 1 day of talk, 2 days of hacking. This day of talks is also enable you to hack. So if you really have like an urge to go out there and discuss with people, have hallway conversation, you can absolutely do this. If you need quiet rooms, you will be able to find quiet rooms so that you can like recharge your batteries. Obviously, if you are in the quiet room, please respect your peers and adopt a low volume, use your headphones and so on and so forth. And then we want this LixCon to be more focused on hacking, hands-on thing, like meeting each other, socializing, discovering what could we do together. So we really want to put the emphasis on this. The talks are obviously important as well. For this, we really want you to be able to mingle with each other and meet people you never met. Some of them are in the Lix core team. Some of them are people you see everywhere in the Nixos community. So please feel free. I really recommend to try to talk to each other. And for this, I think it's going to be absolutely important for the French people in this room to not speak French. So please use English everywhere. This is also for the German, by the way. So some practical information. So we have a Wi-Fi here. It's not the perfect Wi-Fi, but you can use it. There might be some filtering if you're using non-standard ports. So please consider moving your VPN to to the most standard port that varies on the internet. And then you will be able to use this Wi-Fi everywhere. We also have in the hacking rooms wired internet. So if you're into that, please bring your Ethernet cable. We have power outlets. So we don't have power outlets in this room, or like some of them at the front and on the sides. So if you need to charge your batteries, we will have to figure out something else. We have bathrooms everywhere in this school. So if you need a bathroom, you can just follow the sign. Be careful, of course. Snack breaks. So for tomorrow, for the hacking session, we have drinks at cost that you can buy. So for example, things like Flora Mate, Fritz Cola, and I don't remember because those two are the one I'm looking forward to. And we have snacks to, re-energize you and so on. We also have a breakfast every morning we will try to set up. So for the first day here, for the other day, it will be at the hacking rooms. We will have croissant and typical French things, and coffee, obviously juices that you can have for free. We have help desks that are set up, which are on our website. So if you need to know where are the help desks, please go to the website. And you can find volunteers by looking for people with a lanyard with staff. Some of them have like an armband saying organizer. It looks a bit frightening, but very will be very sympathetic. And then today we have this day of talk, we will have lunch, people will have dinner, we will finish a bit early, probably around 4:30 PM. From there, there could be like some light hacking in the hacking rooms, we can just go for dinner early and you can prepare yourself for the 2 days of hacking. Importantly, for the lunch, we do not do catering, so it's very recommended that you go out there and find food and build like social groups to, well, have interesting lunches. Something to note, the weather is, well, very nice so far. We have a beautiful garden in the middle of ENS. If you want to go there to hack, to discuss, to eat, feel free. We have tables and things. Of course, be careful to the other students in the school. We are sharing this space with them. But yeah, so definitely please use the weather to your advantage to enjoy LexCon. And then, so finally, I guess, I reiterate that it's going to be very interesting and important that you mingle together. We will try to assist into this, so help like putting people in touch with others. If you feel alone and you would like to discuss with other people and so on, please feel free to reach out to organizer and say, I would like to talk about this. Do you know someone and so on? And feel free to bump into us. And then for schedule highlights, one thing of note is tomorrow, there will be the AFNICS General Assembly. AFNICS is this non-profit, French non-profit that supports LIX, but also other projects. If you're not member, you can still come and observe how the GA goes. We're still looking for not taker. If you have not taking skills, please feel free to bump into me. Other than that, we have this signal group which shows from time to time here. I really recommend to use this to self-organize dinners for the next 3 days. So I think it would be really, really nice if you want to extend the conference in that very nice way. Finally, last but not least, we have a code of conduct. So please, if you didn't look at it again or yet, please look at it. There is a bunch of information that I would be very bad to repeat, but obviously we expect from you respect, consent, inclusion. There is zero tolerance for harassment. If you need to report incident, you will be able to find a way to report incident in the code of conduct. So please respect those rules and read them so that we can all enjoy a very nice LexCon. And I think that will be it for me.